Liberty Roundtable Radio with Sam Bushman.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It happened as people were partying, celebrating the Lunar New Year. Gunfire Saturday night in a predominantly Asian-American community just east of downtown Los Angeles. 10 people were killed, 10 others injured. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna says no motive has been established and investigators will not be able to interrogate the suspect.
Homicide investigators were able to confirm that a male inside a van in Torrance was indeed the suspect in the killing of 10 people and the wounding of 10 more at a ballroom dance studio in Monterey Park. Now, that individual had died of a sustained self-inflicted gunshot wound. He's been identified as 72-year-old Hu Can Tran. Sheriff Luna says there are no outstanding suspects. Larry Marino, Los Angeles.
A dozen people injured, one critically, yesterday's early morning shooting at a Baton Rouge, Louisiana nightclub. Police say there have been no arrests at this time. Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace says the Biden administration should have spoken up sooner about the first set of classified documents found at President Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware.
I am grateful that the president is now being more transparent about it, but he did hide it for 2 months once it was discovered, and then nobody knew about it for 5 years.
She was on NBC's Meet the Press, along with Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia. He says Mr. Biden should fess up to his mistake.
I can tell you, I don't think anyone intended. He sure didn't intend for it to fall in wrong hands and use it against our country. I know they didn't intend that to happen. Could it have happened? I don't know. And, yeah, you just might as well say, listen, it's irresponsible. It was something we should have had a better check and balance on.
Irresponsible, one of the words used by Mr. Biden when he condemned former President Trump for his handling of sensitive documents. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 70 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
And it's Prager here. Sue and I mean it. Dogs are part of our family. We love Otto and Snoopy so much. There's nothing quite like their loyal companionship. So we provide them with Rough Greens. In fact, I just talked to my wife about it because we want them to be healthy and we want them to be with us as long as possible. That's true. I know Sebastian Gorka feels the same way.
The Pragers and I couldn't agree more. Our pups, Killy and Alea, rely on us to provide what's best for them. And naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black has packed Rough Greens full of vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, omega oils, and more that supplement their food in a way that has shown us great results. Trying out Rough Greens is an easy yes, recommended by me, Dr. G.
Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black here, and I'm so proud that the Pragers and Sebastian Gorka have entrusted their dog's health to Rough Greens. I'm so confident that Rough Greens can help your dog, I'm offering you a free Jumpstart trial bag. Just cover the shipping. Yes. Your dog's food is dead food, but you can bring it back to life with Rough Greens. Go to RUFFGreens.com.
Russia's diplomatic relations with neighboring Estonia are deteriorating.
The foreign ministry says Estonia ambassador Margus Laidju has been ordered to leave the country by February 7. The statement adds Estonia's diplomatic representation from now on will be downgraded to a chargé d'affaires heading the mission in Moscow. The ministry says the move was made in retaliation for Estonia's new unfriendly step to radically reduce the size of the Russian embassy in Tallinn. I'm Charles Diladesma.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov claims Moscow was willing to negotiate with Ukraine in the early months of the war, but the U.S. and other Western nations advised Kiev against it. Lavrov's remarks on a visit to South Africa, similar to those made last year by Russian President Vladimir Putin, who said his country was ready for talks, but Ukraine's Western allies prevented that from happening. News and analysis at townhall.com. The European Union set to impose sanctions on several more Iranian officials suspected of involvement in a brutal crackdown on protesters.
The EU already has 3 rounds of sanctions on Iranian officials and organizations. It's targeted government ministers, military officers, and the country's so-called morality police, citing human rights abuses over the protests that began last fall after the death of a young woman in police custody for a dress code violation. The sanctions will not extend to the Revolutionary Guard Corps because such an action could only follow a ruling by an EU member country that would condemn the Corps for terror acts. George Williams reporting.
The Polish Prime Minister says his country will be asking Germany for permission to send German-made Leopard tanks to Ukraine. But even if Berlin does not give its blessing, the Polish Prime Minister says that Warsaw will make its own decisions on a tank transfer. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January the 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2023. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, to use the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founders, and to reject revolution, stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. On Saturday, Chris Carlson and I discussed beware of compromise behind the scenes, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, we talked about how will Speaker McCarthy betray us now. Yeah, McCarthy's track record, according to Daniel Horowitz and many others, is absolutely disastrous. Yeah, they always say close, but no cigar. Nice try, but no cigar. And we always get so close to really making a difference, right? We then discussed term limits. And, of course, Sam is 100% against term limits. I believe we already have term limits if people just vote the rascals out. But everybody else wants to make a law to do that which we, the people, ought to do, but we simply don't. And I said, you can't create automated government, folks. That isn't the way the founders intended. It doesn't work like that. Anyway, then we talked about Democrats decry dark money, but then they won with it in 2020. That's how they roll, right? We talked about Dr. Ryan Cole doing a phenomenal job. You can't find that for which you do not look. And he talks about the scandals in COVID. He talked about a vitamin D epidemic. He talked about other YouTube videos being taken down about his educational realities. We talked about the ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine antivirals. And look, they're just trashing society, trashing we the people. We have federal agents saying, don't do autopsies. We're not going to look at that. We're not going to fund that. His response is, they say, don't study that. Don't do autopsies. Don't fund that. Don't look at that database. Don't consider this. Don't. Why wouldn't we? He says, you can't find that which for what you do not look. His point is they're lying to us. And the proof is they're lying in every way under the sun. Get the government out of the people's health care. Look, we need medical care government free. Okay. The government and policymakers don't need to make all these decisions for you. Don't ever experiment on the children. Don't let them destroy your relationship with your doctor. Amen to that. Anyway, great couple hours with Chris Carlson available at libertyroundtable.com and lovingliberty.net. Without further ado, Dr. Scott Bradley with me, freedomsrisingsun.com. Welcome back, sir.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here, and I hope everyone is having a delightful Monday morning, wherever they are in this great nation. There may be people listening overseas, by the way.
Yes, there are.
There was a time when I ran for office that I had some tracking software. I wasn't really tracking exactly to the end point, but on my website, they could tell me every morning where the last days, yesterday's hits came from, what part of the world. It was absolutely astonishing to me that people all over the world were checking us out. I mean, people in far distant countries, and I think it's rather interesting that there's a lot of people around this good old world that that are interested in what's happening in the United States. They are, I think, concerned, and rightly so, that if the United States falls, the world falls. And they're trying to keep track of what the heck we're doing here. So I found it. I mean, it was a very, very high number. Every morning I'd get out of bed and run to the computer and start just checking it out. And my heavens, we had a map up of the whole world, and the number of hits for each country was astonishing. So maybe there's people listening here that are, on the internet. In the internet world today, you can get a lot of contact without having to go through a standard, commercial radio kind of world,
Yes, indeed, there are many people listening from across the country. Once in a while, I get emails or hints or updates from them, and I appreciate them and their involvement around the world. Anybody who wants to learn about the sacred principles of God, family, and country, I'm ready to share. That's the deal. Welcome to the broadcast. yes, Dr. Bradley.
When we first got out of the hospital last year, well, it was in December of 2021. Anyway, my wife says, you ought to put something out on Facebook, that you're home, continue recovery at home. So I don't know how to work Facebook. She says, just tell me what to say and I'll do it. So I did, and within half an hour, we had responses from South Africa and China. I mean, it's like, holy cow, what's going on? People that were wishing us well and everything. So, yeah, you just don't know how wide a net you're casting today. So maybe we ought to keep that in mind. People around the world need to know how to preserve the great blessings of liberty or obtain it, at least in their country.
Roger that. And, one of the things that's really important to kind of understand is we just do our part to tell the tale of liberty, folks. We don't, really engage in, do we have a big enough audience? Is it a small enough audience? Sure, would love the audience to grow. Don't misunderstand me. But we're not looking to just broadcast to the masses. If you got me on in, say, New York City or L.A. or some of these big, Chicago, some of these big places, I'm not saying it wouldn't be cool. But I am saying, 99% of those people don't care. They're not interested in preserving liberty. They're just interested in the, I got to get mine club idea. We're seeking out those who want to prepare for the Savior Jesus Christ's return. Those people who want to learn about and embrace Christian principles. Those who need those gentle reminders, for we all need to remember about God, family, and country. Okay, we're seeking for those people. And whether our troops or our group becomes big or small, that's up to God Almighty, not up to us. What's up to us is to do our part, to stand as a testimony at the last day, saying we taught these principles. And yes, we'd love more and more people to come along, but it takes a humble heart and a willing hand. It takes a desire to cleanse one from the inner vessel, cleanse the inner parts before we can look outside and look at others. We're talking about a relationship with God. We're talking about people who believe in God-ordained traditional families. We're talking about people who truly, genuinely believe in and understand and embrace the Founding Fathers' views. And yes, new people can join the choir and have great awakenings. But it's more about preparing a people than it is about talking to the masses. It's more about those who want to learn and to grow and to be alongside rather than, rock star Sam and Scott talking to somebody or whatever. We have a different agenda for this program than almost every other broadcast out there. Okay, we're not interested in being rock stars or in being famous or being popular. We are interested in sharing these values. 68 days of silence. Why did Biden on one hand claim cooperation, but while engaging in a huge cover-up of classified files, he made it sound like, oh man, Trump didn't cooperate. I'm cooperating. Well, it turns out he didn't cooperate. They knew about it a couple of days before the November midterm 2022 elections. They covered it up. 68 days of silence before Joe starts speaking out about it. And now we find that he's got files in this place and files in that place. Whoa, more files in that place. Whoa, files in the garage. Oh, man, files in the house, files literally everywhere. He's not cooperating at all. He lied. Okay, now he's got mum's the word. He's saying, hey, no harm, no foul, nothing to see, move along. But Dr. Bradley, they literally created an FBI raid on Donald. Now, I'm not justifying Donald's position either, but I'm merely saying they're taking kid gloves on the current president because he wasn't even president at the time, making his scandal much worse than Donald's to begin with. We've got a serious problem, and Is there anything that's going to happen here or no? Is it just ho-hum and we're moving along? Is that all we're going to get to on this thing?
My honest answer is usually what you're looking for, and I don't think anything will happen, but it should. Just because the scoundrels are in charge, the deep state, honestly, whoever gets pinched on these kind of things, I mean, it just doesn't happen with the senior management, if you will. It's a tragic travesty. We've talked a little bit about this before, but people need to remember that Donald Trump could have, I don't know if he did or not, but could have declassified everything he walked out the door with. And that isn't the case with Joe Biden. Joe Biden walked out the door with the stuff he had when he was vice president. No authority to declassify anything. And consequently, everything he took, if it had a classification on it, was a violation and therefore should be prosecuted. And the thing, you, as you point out, silence is golden, you know, mum's the word. They're talking about this George Santos guy, that the Republican leadership knew that he was a liar, liar, pants on fire long before the election, that his whole resume was falsehood. And they still, number one, didn't say anything. Number two, they let him in the Senate, House, swore him in, and now it'll take two-thirds to get him out if he doesn't resign. But here's a much bigger problem. I mean, yeah, the nearly 700,000 people that elected him under false pretenses in the 3rd District in New York were certainly buffaloed at the very least, and certainly betrayed. And it could be a lot deeper than that. But the fact of the matter is, here's the Vice President of the United States, became the President of the United States, who is lying through his teeth. And he says, oh, we've got a special investigator looking at this. So quiet down, you guys. Maybe we can talk about it more when we get back, because I'll tell you why I don't think it's going to happen.
Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
All right, Dr. Scott Bradley, freedomsrisingsun.com, and Sam Bushman breaking it down just for you. 68 days of silence. Then Biden claims cooperation, but he's engaging in a huge cover-up of classified files, worse than Trump's by far. First off, he wasn't even the president, so he had no right to declassify anything or take anything anywhere. But he did, and he did on multiple occasions, it looks like. multiple times. They say part of the reason it took so long is they didn't even realize. They just thought that there was no way it'd have some of these documents at home. Well, I don't understand any of that, but nevertheless, that's their excuse. They sure gave Joe the benefit of the doubt, not the Donald. Both of them, in my opinion, are engaging in serious security breaches. But when we know we're in serious problems with Russia right now and the Ukraine, and then these documents are about the Ukraine, and then we know that Joe says he didn't have a relationship with his son Hunter and some of the business associates, but now we find out that Hunter literally rented Joe's house for $49,000+ a month, and Hunter was driving the Corvette in the same garage where these documents were and more. Dr. Bradley, it was the cover-up that took others out of office. What about now?
You know, it was a, I think part of the problem on doing the investigation is how expansive the spread of documents was. I mean, it just wasn't in one closet. I mean, there were multiple places, different geographies, and he's, it's one of those things. I guess I have to kind of think that if there were honorable investigators there, which I guess is always a question, but if they were doing an investigation, they were thinking, oh, yeah, this has got to be it. Well, wait. How come there's some more? There's some over here, too. And pretty soon it's like, holy Hannah, what are we overlooking right now? And Biden talked about having an open presidency and they're going to be above board and yada, yada, yada. This proves absolutely not. Of course, all of us could understand that for the last 2 years. But the fact of the matter is, Biden, Joe, was covering up for Hunter because of his involvement with the Ukraine and the corruption that is going on, was going on there, is going on there. And so obviously with Hunter having access to these Ukrainian documents, the idea of all of the Chinese documents, their top level kind of secured type information, Hunter could be selling that stuff to the Chinese. And that's the thing. The university that was hosting the Biden think tank gets millions of dollars from some unnamed Chinese donors, for crying out loud. I think that like $61 million between 17 and 20, they took, you know, even more than that. Well, not more than that, but they took more since then from the Chinese. And it's just a money trail flowing from Beijing to some of these things, and we have to say to ourselves, how did we get our pocket picked on that one? I mean, what did we lose in that last little bit of larceny, you know? And I don't know where it's all going to go, but I'll tell you, we talked about this a little bit on Friday. I'm kind of wondering if the deep state isn't saying to Biden, you know what, there's enough heat, there's enough fire. You know, probably wouldn't be wise for you to run in 2024. Let's pick somebody else. And they may be looking for a replacement that has more chance to win for their party. I don't know. I just can't hardly imagine that Biden will end up coming out of this thing as the next president in 2024.
Well, one thing is coming out of it in 2024. Another thing is being impeached and or criminally prosecuted. For this, in my mind, this is way beyond the Donald Trump scenario. And you almost wonder if they knew this was going to come out about Joe and they couldn't stop it eventually. So they released everything about Donald as a precursor. Hey, raid his house, do this, do that, act like it's such a big deal as a way to kind of tamp down what, hey, we'll let Donald go too if you let Joe go. And I don't know, but it just seems very strange. The timing of all this, it got discovered supposedly right before the election, in my opinion, suggesting more election fraud, manipulation. What if the people knew this scandal? Would it have changed certain views of Republicans and, you know, people voting straight ticket Republican or Democrat or whatever? And man, you know, we're going to now vote Democrat because the guys are good, not like Donald, but yet then now it's worse. And it's election tampering mixed with cover up, mixed with intrigue. And you kind of wonder all the timing of President Trump's and this one now. You kind of wonder if there's more to this than meets the eye, Doctor.
you really could wonder. I mean, it's not like this kind of stuff has not been unheard of in the past. I mean, you look at when Bill Clinton had his dalliances with the intern. In fact, I think there's an anniversary of that. I had to look it up when we'd have another break of what's going on with, you know, what's going on with Lewinsky and him. And concurrent with that was this big discovery. Nature magazine put it out and everything. It ended up being false. They retracted the article. But look at this. Oh, Thomas Jefferson had posterity through Sally Hemings, his slave. And actually what ended up happening was they retracted that. Nature magazine has a lot better reputation than what they let show that time. And what they actually proved is Collander was a journalist, kind of, yellow rag journalist, of Jefferson's time. And he said there was this little boy running around Monticello that looked just like Thomas, only he was half black and all this stuff. They actually proved DNA genetically he was not descended from Thomas Jefferson. What they did prove is there were some.
Yeah, but how are you gonna commit the smears like that, sir?
Well, that's the problem. See, I'm saying, they run these things to detract from the Bill Clinton Bravo Sierra that was going on. And they say, oh, yeah, they've always done this. They've all been involved with it. Yeah, they're kind of, yeah, you know, powerful men. And, yeah, these women that are kind of in their clutches, you know, and so on and so forth. But this very well could have been something like that with the Trump thing. But that doesn't make Trump's things any less serious, and maybe it wasn't at all, but we need to find out. But certainly Biden's thing needs further investigation, and I can't imagine an impeachment and removal from office having success. You know, the idea that Bill Clinton felt like he could have raped a woman, shot her dead, and he wouldn't have never been removed from office, I think is about the status that we're finding here with the dynamic that's in the legislature. You have to have a House that impeaches, brings charges, an indictment, if you will, a Senate that will vote two-thirds removed from office. And I just can't see with the political alignment, with parties taking precedent over anything principles, will result in that. So I just can't see him being removed. There may be some noise about it, but holy cow, getting it through a democratically controlled Senate.
Yeah, but even a Republican impossible. Controlled, though, we're letting DeSantis, or this Santos right. guy, this George, look, this is the Republicans, and we know he committed election fraud. Literally, it's one thing to just embellish a resume, okay? Yeah, I worked construction, and I did a great job, and then it turns out, okay, I worked for my dad. That's not really a lie. It might be putting the best foot forward and not really, you know, giving all the details, you know, to make someone appear a little more credentialed than they are. But it's not a dishonest lie at all. It's all true. In this case, though, you have blatant lies about literally every aspect of his life. He's a drag queen. Evidence of it on video. He denies it and says it isn't true. You got information about his family and his history, his ethnicity, etc., that touch on some very, you know, in my opinion, lightning kind of topics, World War II and you know, Hitler and, you know, whatever. And then you've got lies about his profession. You've got lies about his, you know, professional career and his educational career. And, you know, look, this isn't even at all the guy the people voted for. It's absolutely election fraud. There's no way to debate it. Well, the Republicans are like, you know what? Who cares? You voted for McCarthy. Put him on special, powerful committees. Okay, so there's nobody there that will hold Biden really accountable, even if they impeach him in the House for good measure, just to look good. There's nothing that's going to happen, Doctor. And until we get a handle on this in America, I see nothing but trouble. You can't just ignore these fundamental principles and then complain that Joe's doing it when Trump did it, and now Santos. We don't have anybody, in my opinion, besides maybe, you know, one or two, that even have the morality to even speak up against it, Doctor, much less do anything about it. Who's speaking up against this like I am? This is criminal activity. Who's calling it that? Who's? Nobody.
You're right. I mean, it just really is. I'll mention something after the break about the 17th Amendment that came up over the weekend. I had a number of calls and and texts about this from people that don't understand the dynamic of the Senate right now and some of these things. But anyway,
all right, I can tell you the good doctor in seconds, Dr. Scott Bradley, Freedomizing Sunday.
Bridie on Radio and BridieOnRadio.com.
This is an amazing company that has sponsored both of us. And this is a way to have backup communications when the grid goes down.
Well, the situation became problematic, Mike, with the New Orleans, the latest hurricane, because people panic. And this is one thing that I've learned from being associated with the satellite phone store for over a decade. People will call and order 600 phones at a time.
What?
It's like this, Mike. Anytime there is a crisis, people want these. And ladies and gentlemen, they've created such a good deal for Mike's viewers, my viewers, our combined viewers, that this is the only way you're going to be able to communicate.
And that's the other beauty about these phones, is they can't track you because it's not talking to a cell tower. It's talking to satellites, you know, orbiting over the equator. So SAT123.com, folks.
The U.S. prepares to bolster troops in Eastern Europe, and tensions build with Russia.
Secretary Austin has placed a range of units in the United States on a heightened preparedness to deploy, which increases our readiness to provide forces if NATO should activate the NRF, or if other situations develop.
We have been consulting with allies in deployments and refining plans for all scenarios. We've always said we would reinforce our allies on the eastern flank.
Stay up to date on Bridie on Radio.
Treasure Island coins and precious metals. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com says 2020 has shown us that we must prepare for the unexpected. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your fiscal well-being during the coming financial pandemic. Shipments are delivered safely, discreetly, and securely right to your door. A precious metals IRA allows you to protect your retirement savings with the ultimate safe haven, assets of gold and silver. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Your metals are held in the form of real coins and bars in an actual depository under your name and on your behalf. Simply visit BrideonMetals.com today. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Shouldn't you at least look into it? Treasure Island coins and precious metals. We're here to help. Visit BrideonMetals.com today.
Take a stand against biased talk radio.
I'm going to take a strong stand against it.
And listen to Bridie on Radio, where we give you both sides of the story.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrideonStore.com.
Bridie on Radio and BrideonRadio.com.
Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit OmahaSteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
All right, back live on your radio, Dr. Scott Bradley with me. So, these guys are criminals. And I don't know what to do about it, folks. It is a national security crisis. And the Republicans are as derelict in their duty as the Democrats, Doctor.
Well, there's no question about it. The idea that, well, and we talked a little bit about this through the break, and people ought to be sometimes privy to some of the things that get bantered around. But when Biden was vice president, he traveled to China on Air Force Two, so he's going, you know, on the public transportation that taxpayers are providing to him. He took Hunter along with him. Hunter went over there and negotiated a mega-million-dollar business deal while he was there in China with him. And that gave one, at least one of them anyway, we don't know for sure, more, but at least one of them set aside 10% for what they called the big guy, which has been identified as Joe Biden. And so here we have personal benefits that are coming out of this. We don't know how, like I say, how our pocket got picked. when we were there, our national pocket, our security. You know, Hunter may have said, you know what, I got a gob of stuff that you guys might be interested in. What's it worth to you? He may have made Xerox copies, you know. I mean, come on. It could easily have happened. Everything else that's happening there, there has never been a shred of integrity in that man's body. And so here we have some of the stuff that's there that's been brought here that was classified. It's the University of Pennsylvania. According to the records, University of Pennsylvania took $51 million in foreign funding in 2021 that included $14 million from China and Hong Kong. You know, China and Hong Kong are two peas in a pod right now. And then they got $2.4 million from Saudi Arabia, $1 million from Cayman Islands that was gifted to the Penn Wharton China program. And that was on top of the $61 million the Chinese donors gave the University of Pennsylvania between 2017 and 2020. I mean, now, think about that. That was when Trump was in office. And Biden had this stuff in his garage. And Hunter had access to it. I mean, you just don't know where this is.
Here's what you do know. You know there's enough evidence, ladies and gentlemen. There's enough connecting the dots. There's enough, the term they use for the American people that's kind of average Joe-esque is probable cause. We know there's enough probable cause literally to start a serious investigation, to leave no stone unturned, and to literally start to criminally prosecute for actions. Hunter could be arrested and criminally prosecuted now. Okay, Joe can be literally impeached by the House immediately. But what is the House even working on, Doctor? What are they even working on?
It doesn't appear they're working on this. But again, I keep coming back to it all boils down to we the people. If we the people are not being eternally vigilant about our liberty, we're going to lose it. And I mentioned just before the break at the bottom of the hour.
And I agree with your point, but I'm saying, what does a guy like me do? I want to be more vigilant. I want to be more dedicated. I want to be more committed. I want to take action. What do I do?
Well, I think you're doing quite a few things.
A radio show?
Spread
the word.
You go
okay,
on the air
good.
Every day. You're trying. Here's the problem is most of us are more interested in the bread and circuses that they're playing out there for us. And again, I mentioned just before the break that I get questions about recall of senators and what we can do with this getting rid of the 17th Amendment, which I fully support using the same methodology we got rid of the 18th Amendment, which was the 21st Amendment. So just do a shotgun approach? No, do not do a Constitution Convention. Do a single amendment that says we're repealing, make it the 28th Amendment if you want, we're repealing the 17th Amendment. And the people thought, oh, well, if the states have the power again to appoint senators, then they can recall senators. These kinds of misunderstandings that are out there with people that are paying attention a little bit is totally wrong. We don't have recall in our Constitution for anybody.
You don't have really any good way to get a hold of it or get rid of a senator and or a representative except for the next election cycle unless the bodies do something about it, right?
Right. The bodies have to do that. And the fact of the matter is the Founding Fathers understood that when they wrote our Constitution because they had recall. They had term limits in the Articles of Confederation.
And they don't want either of those for legitimate reasons, Doctor.
They had bad history with them. They had bad experiences with them. And what needs to happen is the people need to pay attention. As you said earlier, I like that. You can't put government on autopilot. This is one of those things. There's got to be somebody at the, you know, paying attention at the controls all the time, you know. If it's going to fly into a mountain, let's steer around it, you know. It's not.
Yeah, it reminds me of the helm. What is it? The helmsman of a ship?
Yeah.
Okay, you gotta be there. You gotta pay attention. You gotta have your lookout dude in the bird's eye. Look, go, hey man, what is up there? You gotta have people probing the depths. You gotta have people kind of figuring it out and looking at true north and looking at the compass. And this is a 24 round the clock watch, people. You can't just let the thing run aground and go, golly, that was horrible. Maybe we should blame the Constitution. Maybe we should blame the chart maps. You know, they're bad. No, folks, come on now. You've got to be at the helm. There's no other way, doctor.
Absolutely. And if people don't believe me, I know people say, oh, no, they didn't have recall in the old days. They didn't have term limits. Yeah, they do. Go get the article, or they did. The article, Articles of Confederation, Article 5 says that they have the power reserved to, this is Article 5, Clause 1, reserved to each state to recall its delegates or any of them at any time within the year and to send others in their stead for the remainder of the year. They could recall. The Founding Fathers had this document in front of them. In fact, they had been charged with the responsibility in 1787 to basically amend the Articles of Confederation. Well, they could have amended that out. No, they just started over, okay? Article 5, Section 2, not Section 2, Clause 2, says that no person shall be capable of being a delegate for more than 3 years in any term of six. Okay, so that's they had term limits.
That's a clear
they
term
had
limit
recall.
Right there, folks.
Yep. But,
understand, here's what their experience was, Doctor, on a little bit of a broader context, but I think just as related as this. They ran government without checks and balances. And the most important thing they learned was you don't need term limits. You don't need recalls. The checks and balances are the key because it makes the wheels of justice grind slow but ever so fine. They understood that, you know what, give some time. Give a little, let the checks and balances work. If you really people at the helm running this ship in the bird's eye, whatever you want to say, in the at the helm, whatever, you guys need to get reliable, stable, solid information, and time has a way of doing that. So they weren't concerned about we've got to just jettison everything and go for emergency, whatever. They knew emergency ideas were dangerous. In fact, the reaction to the emergency was as bad, if not worse, than the emergency itself all the time. So they learned this. They understood this. Checks and balances were key to the structure that made sure that we didn't just go off crazy on democracy whims or controlled by the media or, okay, this was all designed on purpose, and they realized a check and a balance way better than a term limit, way better than a recall, for all kinds of reasons. You look at it one side, and hey, a recall sounds great, but you look at the broader view. Every time the broader view brought checks and balances to the system, that's where they believed the answers lied. That's where they thought we could really make a difference here. What we've done is jettisoned the checks and balances, and that's why it doesn't work, Doctor.
Well, see, the people that want to rewrite the Constitution want to control government. Well, no, let me just, okay, let's be logical, reasonable, and intelligent about this. The Constitution is about controlling government. It is controls on the government. It delegates certain specific authority. That's it. None. No more. The 10th Amendment absolutely, completely, totally settles that in everybody's mind. If we didn't give you power, you don't have it. So what's happening now is that they've ignored that thing, and they think, well, if Constitution doesn't specifically say I can't do something, I can do it. No, that's not what it says. Go read the 10th Amendment again. It says if you have not been delegated that power, you don't have it. So it's not just checks and balance. It's the way the power was delegated. Certain organizations had certain power. President can't legislate. He does all the
right,
time.
But the way the power was delegated, therein lies checks and balances. Because we didn't delegate that to you, you don't have it. That's a check and a balance right there.
There's no question.
We're checking you because it's not in your list, people. We're okay,
the person.
This is what I mean. We need to understand that the separations are the key, Doctor. Let's skip the break. Dr. Bradley, respond.
Well, here's the deal. Everybody in their office has a constitutional responsibility, not just authority, but they have a responsibility to do so, to push back. And there's some very interesting dynamics that you can read some of the things that James Madison said when he was a legislator. He was in the legislature. Yeah, he was an attorney too. But he was in the legislature, and he pushed back on the executive. He said, over our dead body, this is our realm. You are not going to come into that realm like the president does with his executive orders and so on and so forth. But then when he was president, he was protecting the executive branch. And that's how it has to be. There has to be a clear understanding that if you took an oath to uphold this position that you're in within your particular office, that you've got to push back. And the problem is, one of the many problems, is that those that are in office have more loyalty to the party than they have to the Constitution and the oath they took.
And it's a disgrace, ladies and gentlemen, and that's one of the big problems. So here's the next headline that highlights this point even further. The White House and the Department of Justice worked together to, quote, conceal the discovery of Joe Biden's classified documents from We the People for months. That's according to the Washington Post now.
Well, the Post is not exactly what you'd call a friend of liberty, okay?
No, but they're admitting the truth for once.
But here's the other. We don't know how much they're overlooking when they're doing it, too. But the fact of the matter is, the White House and the Justice Department, let me see. Oh, by golly, they're both in the executive branch. Where the blazes was the legislative branch during this thing? You know, the legislative branch, apparently, from some of the things that are floating around out there, and who knows if we got the whole truth, but apparently Nancy Pelosi was well aware of this. And everybody's kind of, mum's the word. Where were the Republicans when this DeSantis guy was out lying through his teeth to get elected? Oh, no, he's going to be for Kevin McCarthy. We better let him in. And he'll get put on some really important committees. And yeah, well, it's just absolutely absurd. And by the way, McCarthy did appoint him. And what did Nancy Pelosi do, on the other hand? When she got ticked off at Marjorie Taylor Greene, she stripped her of all her committee assignments. You know, they play bare knuckles stuff like this on the Democrat side, and the Republicans are Mr. Nice Guy that's afraid to govern. So we have these party things going on that really are destructive of the baseline principles. And when they're more loyal to the party than they are to their oath of office, I think they're suspect in every case.
And the right remedy, ladies and gentlemen, is for the American people to use the media. I'm talking about the new media taking center stage, the real media that'll tell you the truth, to make sure that we make them pay at the ballot box. Okay? You say, well, there's election fraud. I know. But we got to have so much overwhelming majority. They can't commit election fraud with absolutely way overwhelming evidence for something. They can only make it close and then commit fraud to a great degree. We need to absolutely drum these bad apples, these bad eggs, whatever you want to call them, out of office, these criminals, and say, no, McCarthy, you know what? Not only are you not Speaker of the House, buddy, but you've allowed Santos to commit election fraud and join your ranks welcoming him as if he's a righteous, good, moral, believer in the Republican platform or something. You're off your rocker crazy if you let this guy even stand in your ranks, much less give him special privileged positions. You're as bad as the Democrats. Look, he committed election fraud and got there. Now you reward him with committees? And then you're going to now, look at any of these other guys and say, well, Joe's bad. We're going to look into Joe. Oh, you are you? Well, what good's it going to do? What if you find out scandals about Joe that equal Santos? Are you going to do anything? Of course not. You can't. You've set the bar now so low, how can you get Joe in any trouble? How can you get Hunter in it? Who's worse, Hunter or Santos? I don't know.
I don't.
You can say, well, wait, deal, Joe. Hunter had a lot more influence, putting America way more in jeopardy. Maybe. But the principles are the same. If you can tolerate a liar and a criminal and a deceiver and somebody on the financial take, if Santos had Hunter's position, Santos would be just as bad as Hunter. You see, we need to realize this stuff, Dr. Bradley. We need to call a spade and let people understand. You don't go, well, those are tiny crimes, dressing up as a drag queen and lying about it. No big deal. Those aren't big crimes, getting money from these powerful inside donors, having the Republican Party know who this clown is, but yet backing him and then pretending they didn't know. Those are small crimes. They're not big crimes like Hunter's, don't you know? But, doctor, it's all the same. Because what will this guy do as he gets more and more and more and more power? As he's rewarded for his current dishonest criminal acts, he'll be rewarded for the future ones, right?
Well, if there's not consequences for what he's doing, it makes it pretty apparent to everybody that you can get away with murder in this particular thing. But let's go back to something you just said at the beginning of your last statement. You talk about this new media thing. And the First Amendment, of course, we got this religion thing, and then we got freedom of speech and the press. Let's talk about that for just a second. Those things were not written in there to assure lewd dancing or profane words or any of these kind of things that have been protected with inane court decisions for so long now that it's probably outside even the lifetime of many of your listeners. But these things here, freedom of speech and the press, were to preserve our liberty. It was to make certain that everyone could be warned, forewarned, could be, you know, trumpeted from the rooftops, if you will, kind of like what's going to happen when the Savior returns, you know, all of the sins of everybody. But the fact of the matter is that those were placed there to preserve our liberty. They were not placed there to preserve perverse things. That was the farthest thing from the American founders' minds. They were saying, no, if something happens and we have a free press, we can warn the people. It's kind of like Paul Revere going through the communities, you know, committees of correspondence thing. They were a precursor to this, if you will, where the committees of correspondence were an educational thing. And it wasn't nearly as widespread as it can be nowadays if people will take advantage of it. You know, they had to send a guy out and they, you know, called a meeting at 7 p.m. at the tavern to talk after the workday about what was going on in the cause of liberty. Nowadays, people can tune in any time they want to hear these things. Now, that's what freedom of speech and freedom of the press is about. And we have completely turned that upside down. You know, the election laws and all those kind of things, they're constraining on free speech. They're something where they're protecting the incumbent. The parties and the incumbent are protected by the election laws nowadays because you can't have a free press in that area. They've constrained the original intent of press and speech. And maybe, just maybe, everything's so blatant that even the Washington Post has to occasionally come forth with a little bit of truth. But the fact of the matter is, it's probably bigger, wider, and deeper than what is being promoted at this time. In all that, somebody needs to have a little backbone and dig in on this thing and say, "Whoa, whoa, whoa! This is what? Wait, where did this come from?" And they need to start pulling the strings together.
I guess there's a bombshell now. The president directly named in Hunter's shady business emails. Now we have literal evidence that he was directly named here. This is a different ballgame, too, rising it to beyond probable cause. Biden left the White House in 17. Okay? He went on the campaign of cash grabs, folks. Biden and his wife, Jill, took in more than $15 million since leaving the Obama-Biden White House. Yeah. So, where's the money? Where did the money come from? And financial disclosures are now showing that since Biden left office, he brought in book deals and speeches and everything that brought in $4 million. $540,000 or $500,000 as a professor, in which he didn't do anything. Jill Biden made $700,000 on her own speaking engagements. But now we find out that he got a ton of money from his shady son Hunter's business dealings. It's a national security threat, but are we going to do anything, Doctor? I don't think so.
No, I just don't see it either. But, you know, I remember just like it was yesterday, you know, the day that Nixon capitulated and said he was resigning. And I look at the order of magnitude, if you will, of the Nixon. I'm not trying to justify what Nixon and his cronies did, which may be a little bit of a setup, by the way, with some of the deep state, even in Nixon's day, that was setting him up for a fall to get our first unelected president and certainly our first unelected vice president. the shenanigans that happened in that, and to get full pardons for Nixon and all this kind of stuff. But, you know, it was a political thing that happened in an election. What's happening with Joe and Hunter Biden is real-time national security stuff. I mean, Nixon was fixated about winning the election. And Joe and Hunter are fixated on, I don't know exactly what, but certainly their own benefit, their own being able to have, you know, deep pockets or something. I don't know. But this has actually literally put the national security at risk. And it's plain flat out being ignored largely. And Joe's saying, no, we got a special investigator that's looking at it in the bowels of the Justice Department, down there flipping through the paper, you know, drinking a cup of coffee while his feet are on the desk or whatever imagery you want to have on this thing. But this is stuff that, you know, Pearl Harbor's made out of. I mean, this is stuff that brings down nations, potentially, gives a leg up to probably our largest, most credible threat to our nation, with China, for example. These things, when you're in Ukraine right now, right this minute, we are being sucked further and further into a full confrontation with Russia. And the Biden family has had a presence there for I don't know how long. I mean, we really don't have enough detail, but it's been long enough that it goes back certainly into the Joe Biden. And no, there's just let's see, what's on the ball game this weekend kind of mentality that's going on in this country.
Yeah, but what are the Republicans working on right now? This is kind of another interesting thing. What are they working on, like, this week or last week or whatever?
I don't know. I don't know if they know.
And I don't mean that to be rude to you. I mean that to make a point. I have no idea either, Doctor.
Yeah,
this isn't like you should know and you don't. This is, look, these 435 House members work for you and me.